Here he comes, the man of the hour coming in, and always great to see him. And of course, with Lexi as well. Lexi, you grab that one, Hunter. You got that one. And I appreciate you coming on. And
are you on the show with us?
And what a day. And first of all, Hunter Pence is with us, with Lexi Pence. And we talk about moments in AT&T Park, and we've had a lot of moments over the years. And I think for Hunter today, just feeling the love from the fans. This was one of those moments at AT&T Park. So thank you for coming in, and congratulations.
Hey, Marty, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And I just caught the tail end of that, but there definitely was a lot of love. And I think it's a good reflection of what San Francisco Giants fans, what this organization and the city stand for. And the spirit was never broken. It was unconditional love and support, and it was just phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We had Franny on a little bit earlier, and he brought up a very good point, and that is where you fit in the pantheon of spirited players. You're a world champion. This isn't just a spirited player who happened to be, you know, a guy from a last place team for 5 years, but a world champion. And other than Will Clark, you're right up there. And you're right up as the spirit of a team, and that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I was a kid that was a huge fan of Will Clark and the Thrill. You don't get called Will the Thrill for nothing. So that's pretty humbling to be mentioned in that category. And yeah, I mean, control the controllables, and I look to just be the best that I can every day. And I'm very grateful to just have the, you know, to be able to do something that I love. And I truly do love it. And really, San Francisco and AT&T Park and the time that I've been here so far, and it's still unknown whether there's more time to come, that still could be. But it really has been just baseball bliss personified, and the fun, love, and spirit, and the good times, and the rock and roll, and just absolute class through and through. And it's been that the whole time I've been here.
You know, it's funny, I remember when you first got here with the scooter and all the incidents and all that stuff, but you walked right in and grabbed the city.
I don't know if grabbed the city. The city grabbed me. And you know, I feel like it was, you know, if there is a God, he has a way of putting you where you belong. And I kind of have that quirky, free spirited, and you know, and it just, I feel like I fit in, and I just am in love with the city and in love with this ball club, and I just have been. And it's like peanut butter and jelly, as they say, or peas and carrots, as Forrest Gump may say. Right, Lexi?
Yeah.
Just like peas and carrots. Lexi with us. And Lexi, of course, we love having you on.
Oh, thank you. It's the first time me and Hunter are on the show together.
Right. So this is it for us.
Feels weird.
Yeah. See, now we got you to talk about him a little bit. What did today mean to you? And I know you had the piñas out there in left field.
We saw. And the piñas right here, too.
I know.
This is the first time you've had a live audience right here.
This is the first time. Yes.
No, he's had live audience. We did.
This is amazing.
Oh yeah, we've had it, but
here
not
the bunker.
But not this many outside the bunker. This
yeah.
is pretty good. We've done the public house, but
public
this
house,
is,
but not like this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
How many piñas do you have out here?
We had about
30 or 40.
Well, here 30 or 40 maybe, and then we had 80 out in left field.
All So what did it mean to you today? And just waking up in the morning this morning, and knowing you're coming to the park. Tell me about your day. What it meant to you?
Well, I woke up, I had some eggs. No, no, today I woke up and it was just kind of a surreal feeling. I mean, Hunter usually wakes up before I do, so he kind of dictates the day a little bit. And he treated it like any other day and kind of got up, went and did his thing, and then left. And then for me, I just kind of got ready and met with the Piñas before the game. And I think the minute that I saw the Piñas and some of the fans over at Spark Social, that's when I started getting emotional. I think I was more emotional today than you were, Hunt.
I think so, for sure.
I think I cried about at least 6 to 10 times.
I was emotional, but it was like just joy. It was pure joy and just gratitude. And ultimately, I think the only time I did cry twice, but
when?
Not today.
Oh, today like in your life?
Joy. No. Throughout this whole, like, last week. And one was when Amy G told me about what some of the young guys had said about me.
Yeah.
And I think when your teammates say such nice things, it just touches you. And it was, like, complete tears of joy just being touched. And then the other time, I got to remember, was just reading the article that Andrew Baggerly wrote. And once again, it was like what my teammates had said about me and stories that they shared. And it just, you know, meaningful work and meaning relationships is like what you want in life. You know, I think, I don't know about everybody, but to me, it's like having meaningful work and meaningful relationships. And that's one of the reasons I love baseball the like so much, is it's like so meaningful to me to be working collectively together with the city, with teammates, with people from all over to accomplish something together. And the relationships that you forge and facing that adversity and the stress and the tough times, which it is, it just shapes you. And when the guys that, you know, the relationships you have, and they tell things that, you know, you don't necessarily know if they you know how they felt about it, and to hear those things, it means a lot.
You know, I think back to the speech, you know, in 2012 in Cincinnati, and not wanting to see the guys the next day and see what they're wearing and
Ryan
all that.
Ryan Terrio.
Really, it's honestly, and I'm going to ask you this because everyone's been talking about their favorite Hunter Pence moments. And they're all just fabulous, really, when you get down to it. What are some of your favorite moments?
Hunter doesn't like to talk about himself, so I'm interested to hear.
Well, favorite moments on the baseball field?
Yeah, just in this environment of course, I told you when you met Lexi, I told you, Anna, you probably don't remember it. I said, and I saw the video online, and I said, she's got it.
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
it is.
You didn't have to tell me that, but thanks for... I already knew.
Oh, Marty.
No, I did. I saw you. I tell you honestly when I
You're
saw you the first
kind.
Time. But go ahead. Yeah, the baseball moments. So your favorite moments that we talk about.
I was asked this already today. And I've been asked this quite a few times, and it's super... I mean, obviously it's hard because there's so many, but there's two that stand out like a sore thumb. And it's Ishikawa's walk-off homer to go to the World Series. That was just absolute pandemonium and complete joy and bliss and euphoria. And like, it felt like absolute chaos, and exactly like, it was just great with PV trying to meet him halfway. Didn't know it went out, and him just trying to touch home. It was just madness. It was great. And the other one was probably 2012, the game six against the Cardinals, when Vogie was pitching and he was just lights out. And it wasn't even game seven. This wasn't even a clinching game, but like, it had the stadium had like the perfect sunset. The sky was like pink and purple and blue, and like, and the fans were chanting Vogie and shaking the fence behind me so hard that I think they broke it. It was like broken down. I was like, I think they're going to storm
awesome.
The field.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
It just felt like the whole place was shaking. It was just Vogie, Vogie. And he was just dominating. And it was like the momentum train was coming and there was nothing stopping us, and we didn't lose another game.
Boy, very good. Being out at the Gotham Club, I've been out there with the crew at the Gotham Club, and it's fun, and you relate to it. You can hear people, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They talk to me all game, and I'm waving at them all game, and it's definitely it's quite the experience. Nothing like it anywhere else.
All right, Lexi, your favorite Hunter Pence baseball moment.
I'm glad you said baseball. Yeah, I was like, well, when he proposed.
That's right. That was Disneyland, right?
That was Disney World.
I remember.
His speeches for me are probably some of my most favorite baseball moments. Your speeches are unreal. Sometimes I'm like, is that the same guy I live with? Like, you're eloquent. But you can't use Postmates. I
can use Postmates. I just like to rely on you. You know,
yeah.
I like to relax a little bit.
But you're just so eloquent. And then just one recently was another one of my favorite ones, when you went out to hug Madison Bumgarner when he hit the walk-off.
That was really great.
That's probably one of mine. But your speeches for me are, I look forward to them. They're extremely eloquent, and they're so authentic and straight from the heart. You can truly, truly feel them.
So I remember one of the moments that you guys had together earlier on in your relationship was obviously at the parade 2014. How was it to experience that together?
Go ahead.
The parade?
Yeah, because you guys look so happy, and obviously that was probably your first time, you know, riding around the city that way.
Oh, yeah. I know. I ride around the city in parades all the time, Carmen. No, for me, it was super cool because that was the time where, like, I saw how hard Hunter worked, just mentally, not just even physically, just the mental work he did when he got home from the field. Like, Hunter doesn't just leave the field and that's it. I know I've said that before, like, he leaves a lot of work at the field, but he does a lot of mental work, a lot of mental preparation. He meditates. He thinks about, you know, he does a lot of visualization holding the World Series trophy, you know, what his teammates are going to do. So seeing him do all that mental work in the postseason and everything that he does for it, and then seeing him actually achieve it and live in that moment of like, wow, this is, it's like almost watching Christmas Day from a kid's point of view.
That's like, a great way to describe it.
Yeah, that was like when I got to watch Hunter. So you just see your best friend experiencing that for the first, or for, I guess for him, it was his second time, but for mine, the first time, that was a surreal moment that you're like, wow. So you have no choice but to be happy.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, every other care was like out the window.
And then from your perspective, obviously you've had two parades, so was it super different having her there with you the second time around?
Way better.
Yeah.
Way better. I do think that having her there, even in Kansas City, and after we won it, I remember we took a moment and we did snow angels
on
the grass.
That was super cool.
I'll never forget that. I'm really glad we did that. At the time, I was like, I don't want to disrespect the Kansas City or the Royals, but it's just like you're in that blissful moment and creating a memory that you'll never forget. It's like, you know, it was special, and I'm glad we did it. And yeah, the parade with Alexis was way more fun, but way harder on my shoulders because I had to do the yes movement for like 4 hours.
And I mean, just to talk a little bit more about Alexis, you obviously did a speech. I mean, I think it's really important to kind of acknowledge the women behind the men that are on the field, because obviously they make it so that you can worry about just what you need to do on the field. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like having Alexis in your life and how it's tied to your success?
Absolutely. She's been just a tremendous gift in all aspects, and she makes me a better person all the way around through and through, not just baseball, but she pushes me to do a lot of things off the field, to show up at a lot of places that it's hard to really have the energy. And she's like, this is going to be a big deal. And like one in particular is when she found this guy. She's really good on helping me on social media. She's like, this kid on Twitter, he wants you to come see him at the hospital. And it's now they call him Mini Pence. It's Charlie.
Yeah, he was here today, right?
Hey, come on, yeah. I took a picture with him today.
And these things are sometimes bigger than baseball. And just getting out in the community, and she helps me where it's tough to like get focused and do all the baseball work and then also prepare, like how can I make a difference and use this stage to even propel me even further and make a difference in people's lives and in the community. And she takes care and handles all of that work and just gives me the layup, where she puts in all the work and I get all the glory, and you don't see that, and it's sad because she deserves most of the credit. A lot of times I just have to show up, and she's put in lots of hours and like talking to people and arranging things, and I think at the end of the day those are the things you're the most proud of, and I wouldn't be able to accomplish half of it without her, and it's just the best.
Very good. Good partnership. Hunter Pence with us. Obviously, Lexi Pence, Carmen is here, Allie's here, and I'm here too. Bruce Bochy, you have an interesting relationship, a good relationship with Bochy. How would you describe it?
Man, I would describe it as like the ultimate mentor he is, and the ultimate, you know, teammate, and he's just... he's got this presence and this spirit that's unrivaled, and he just changes the room every time he walks in. He's always thinking outside the box, thinking deep. Like every decision he's made is always well thought out, and it's fun to just see him work. It's like clockwork with understanding matchups, understanding being ahead of the game, not behind. You know, making moves. It's almost like a chess player that's like a grandmaster. They make moves like 7 moves in advance, and like he's thinking about, you know, in April about the long term. He's not blowing out the bullpen's arms, and he's giving you an opportunity to maximize the potential of all the players and to give you an opportunity to be good late in the year. And does it always pan out? Do you always win the World Series? Obviously, no. We wish we could win the World Series every year, but he gets the most out of us, and he knows how to manage long-term versus short-term, and I think a lot of people miss out on that and don't realize how good it is and how tough the decisions he has to make are, and he does a great job with it.
Boy, how would you like to be remembered as a baseball player? How would you like to be remembered?
I don't really think about, you know, legacy.
For your hair?
Hopefully not.
Beard?
You know, I don't really think about, like, how I'd like to be remembered or any of that. I try to be super locked into the moment. And I just want to go as hard as I can to win every single game. And I want to, like, you know, I'm not doing it for like an image or for anything. I want someone to feel the joy that I feel being out there playing and feel the competitive and feel my heart. I want to put all of my heart into the game and everything I have. I want you to like just feel a little bit of the deep down smile inside of me as I'm a grown man being a kid on a baseball field.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah,
now,
I mean,
I was sitting with Carmen out there and for the last at bat and a beautiful ovation. And, you know, first of all, I ask you what that meant to you when you got in the box for the last time and just to have everyone stand up and cheer for you.
It meant a lot. All of it. All of it was, you know, sometimes, you know, you want to give them something to cheer for and you want to show them how much you appreciate it. And I probably wanted it a little too much. You know, and that's part of baseball, and I'm actually glad that it worked out the way it did because it just led to exactly what the message I wanted to say. So maybe that's what, you know, they say the baseball gods, maybe that's what the baseball gods intended is like, hey, who are you when things are tough? And, and can you persevere and can you adjust? And that's kind of, you know, what's on the table for me right now as far as my career, you know, can I adjust? I got to make an adjustment and reinvent myself. And I have a plan to do that and I want to come back, but, as far as just the response from the fans and the love from the fans, without question. And once again, it showed the unconditional love and I got a cheer after I struck out. And that's what the San Francisco Giants baseball is all about.
I mean, if we're talking about the fans, what's your favorite fan moment that you remember? You talked a little bit about your baseball memory, but what sticks out to you when you think about that?
Sorry, Carmen. I heard a yeah from Marty. But your yeah was like you didn't. What was your thought right there?
For me, I'm going to tell you this story, and I told it to Carmen.
Carmen, please pause.
I wanted Urias to throw nothing but fastballs. I said, it's your last at bat. I wanted fastballs. He had 11 or 12 pitch at bat, and you fouled them all off. And then he threw a changeup to end it. I said, come on.
I should have been ready.
It a chicken-ass pitch.
No. I did.
I disagree, and I actually want him to give me his best. And if you can't do it when they're giving you their best, then you don't deserve it.
I know.
Yeah, like I said, I think it was great. And then now let me get to Carmen's. I just wanted to hear what your thoughts were.
Yeah, I wanted Urias to throw you a fastball and wanted you to whack it.
I wanted to do that, too. But I knew in the back, for some reason, I thought he was going to come with the slider. I was hoping he came with the slider. I should have hit the changeup. It's on me. It's not on him.
I know. 82.
Typical.
Did any of the fans cheering? You didn't get any emotions or like emotional?
Joy. I got joy. Like I just felt the love, and I was just grateful.
Yeah. So.
Sorry. Back to your question.
Am I good now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Typical Hunter trolling.
Typical
Carmen.
Hunter. We're not even playing a game or anything. Yeah. I just wanted to know your favorite fan memory. What sticks out to your mind? Because I'm sure you've had so many interactions with fans. It probably almost blurs together in one kind of gratitude ball. But does anything stick out to you?
There's a lot that sticks out, but there's one in particular. I was riding my scooter and I got stuck at the light and one of the fans came up to me and it was in 2014 and we had like this crazy awesome first half and then we were just in one of the worst months. We were the worst team in baseball for a whole month. And this fan goes, hey Hunter, I just want to tell you that I love what you do. I love who you are. And I want you to know that we believe in you. We think you can do this. And I was really down like, you know, because I'm pulling mentally and it's like really a dark time. And it actually comes back to the quote that I said today that, you know, the darkest hour of the night comes just before the dawn. And he's like, we think you guys can do this. I'm like, this is why Giants fans are so special. They still believe and they're going to believe and they're going to put that in. We're going to keep putting all the work and we're going to keep believing too. And it was just like, it was just a powerful, like easy, like, yeah, we believe in you. Like, let's go. Like, who cares that it's going bad right now? And it just like fired me up and I loved it.
That's actually pretty amazing. I think the Giants fans are great. I'm obviously out in the field a little bit and hear a lot of great things about you. And you're one of the most beloved Giants. I've told you this a million times, but yeah, I think
he never believes us.
You never believe us, but no, you know, you are.
We're going to do the list.
Mean, how could I not like the reception today? I mean, you're not wrong. And I'm very, very lucky. It's a two way street. I feel so much love for this city and for the fans here. Right back at them. So, like, it's been awesome.
And, Lexi, I want to ask you about the Piñas. This is a community you built from the ground up, and I want to give you kind of a platform to talk about what they mean to you and how you're going to carry this forward.
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think I've thought that far yet, Carmen, so future plans, TBD.
Future Lexi might know.
Yeah, future Lexi will know. Hopefully she'll tell present Lexi right now. But, no, the Piñas are just, it's like a community within a community. We get together, we meet before games. you know, it's really great because just lately I've been seeing them going to each other's weddings. And I was like, wow, this has kind of taken a whole other entity on its own. It's like I've provided a platform for them all to meet, but they've kind of just taken it and they ran with it, which is a beautiful thing. And we raise money. Today we raised $1,000 for No Kid Hungry. Today alone,
that's
this
amazing.
Morning, in an hour, we did that.
Congrats.
I mean, that's unbelievable. So we give back to the community. We get together. We create a really warm and welcoming environment that you can go and watch a baseball game. They're traveling all over the country together. They go to Coral Sword together, and they're going to each other's weddings. I mean, I can't, you know, and today someone announced their pregnancy announcement today at our meetup. And it's like, it's moments like that you're like, wow, baseball is so much bigger.
Was it a couple of Pinas that announced it?
It was two Pinas that announced it. Yeah,
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah. They're in a relationship. So.
They are. Okay. I just want to be clear about that.
But yes, they announced that they were having a baby, and then she put a little pineapple sticker on her stomach, and it was just a really touching moment.
Well, I got mine on my laptop.
Yeah, you know, you have yours. Yeah.
I got my.
Thank you, Marty.
No, I got it, and I always think of you when I look at it.
Thank you.
How does someone get in touch with you to become a member of this? Because it's a lot of fun and you do good things.
Thank you. Thank you. You can go to patreon.com/ Let's Get Lexi, and there's different tiers and whatever you want to be involved with, whether it's just helping us raise money or you want to come to the meetups or, you know, you want to help us donate to Hunter's Pledge It campaign for No Kid Hungry. I mean, however you want to be involved, however you want to be, you know, if you want to be super involved, that's great. We'd love to have you. If you want to be, you know, just have a toe in and just see what it's all about, we're happy to have your toe. So
yeah, you guys make some really good content, and I hope you guys keep that up in the off season.
Thank you. Yeah me too.
Lots
too.
Of adventures to come. I'm assuming you'll document.
I will document
and
all of
Hunter
my YouTube.
Will be there tasting coffee, doing all sorts of cameos and everything.
We're gonna be grinding out, reinventing the swing, and you know, possibly winter ball. We're not sure where yet. So there's going to be some interesting content. Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. No,
well, you're
guy.
Healthy. You're healthy, and you had a heck of a September.
Well,
and
thank
you. We saw the ability. We saw it there. It's there. You're healthy, and it was fun to see it. I think it was great.
You're
it
an
was
incredible
great.
Athlete.
September was,
thank you,
was
guys.
Fun. All right, we got a question from Josh, our director back at the studio. He wants to know if the quote, the lightness and darkness before dawn, and all that, is that from Batman?
I honestly don't know where that one's from. The darkest hour of night comes just before the dawn. I'm not sure where I heard that, but it stuck with me. It's one that I always, like whenever I'm going through a tough time, I just always try to remember that.
All right. He wants them from Batman.
I wish
so Josh,
I should
we don't know.
And the other one I don't know either. It takes a positive ion and a negative ion to create a light. I think it's just science.
I like the one about
I heard. I heard someone. Science. I heard someone tell a story of he was going through a rough year and something I was listening to, and he had this uncle who was an engineer, and he was like, everyone in the family loved this uncle, and everyone was like, don't talk to him, don't talk to him. He had a rough year, and he goes, you know what? Some things in life are negative, and he couldn't believe he heard this from his uncle who was super positive, and he goes, but you know what? It takes a positive ion and a negative ion to create a light. And I was like, that's so powerful and it's so true, because sometimes some of our greatest gifts come from some of the toughest times. And if you can find the gift in it, and there is one, and you can work through it, you know, it definitely changes your perspective and opens a lot of doors and forges who you are.
Well, you're one of the most unique baseball players I've ever met, I will say. And I mean that sincerely. And it's in a good way. It's terrific. I don't think anyone ever talked about life and baseball the way you do. Yeah, really, I'm telling you, you're very unique.
Well, it definitely, baseball makes me search the depths of my soul, because I want to give everything I can to, you know, to be the best that I can. So thank you, Marty. I appreciate that.
No, it's been a pleasure. One last question for you on the lighter side, as we like to say. We talked about the ballpark and all the quirks of this ballpark and all the different things that this ballpark is known for. What's your favorite of the quirks of the ballpark and coming here and playing ball?
Man, that's tough to pick a favorite. But I have one that I really like that's actually, you know, not many people, you wouldn't expect it. For whatever reason, I've always thought the little cars just are super cute, like out there on the, I know it's not, but it's just like they give some personality to the field.
Okay.
I love the little cars out there.
The cartoons.
The cartoon
yeah,
cars.
Yeah, absolutely. I got you.
It just gives that playful spirit. Yeah. The girls loved it. I said cute.
I love it.
So it felt random. I expected you to say kind of Triple's Alley or something. I don't know what I expected.
I knew. Yeah. It's just what I like. I can't help it.
Yeah, I'm not expecting the cars.
I don't know.
But they like have this personality, and it sets the tone. Like, hey, you know, it's like cartoony and fun, and like it just feels fun to me.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Be a sponsor for Chevron moving forward.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it.
Well, it's great. Well, we'll let you guys go, and it's so generous of both of you to come in. I've loved it.
Marty, thank you for having us.
Marty.
You're a legend.
Let's hear from Marty.
Marty.
Marty. And Carmen.
Carmen.
Classic Hunter, leaving Carmen out.
Yeah, totally.
Well, thank you for having us.
No, good luck. And, of course, we'll follow everything over the winter. And who knows? We'll see where it goes.
Yes.
You know, and again, you just can keep the positive attitude. And I think it's still there. And I can't wait to see what life brings for both of you. It's
going to
be
fun. Marty. Thank you,
Carmen.
Marty.
Of course.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Carmen.
All right, that is Hunter Pence, Lexi Pence. Congratulations. And the fans love you. And we heard it today. And I'm glad that you could feel it. So very special time. Very special. You remember this the rest of your life.
Will do.
Very good.
That's
all right.
For sure.
More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.